Moving.
Cameras are moving.
The light on?
Oh, just hit light.
Hold the camera for 2 seconds.
Okay, go ahead and head.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 3, 2017, which was posted on the bulletin board and at the Roosevelt Post Office on their bulletin board and in the Borough Hall. The notice was also published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. So, because this is a reorganization meeting, we will begin with the oath of office, which is administered to newly elected officials. The first person we have on the list is Maureen Parrott, who is not present, so we will go to the second person, who is Councilman Joe Trammell.
I, Joseph Trammell, do solemnly swear or affirm, that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully, impartially,
and
justly perform, all the duties of the office of council member, according to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Your term of office 3 years.
Okay.
And then I'll
you can put the 3 years.
Yeah, sure. I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we have roll call.
Ms. Phillip?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Parker?
Here.
Ms. Parrott? Marked as absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here. Oh, we have a very small crowd tonight. I'm a little surprised. I don't know if that's the weather or the different night, but I still want to warmly welcome everyone to our reorganization meeting for the Borough of Roosevelt. Before I actually begin, I'd like to introduce our esteemed guest, Matt Anderson. Matt is the Chief of Staff for the District 11 Assembly People, Joanne Downey and Eric Hetoling. And until that was that's his present job. And until recently, he was the Executive Director for the Monmouth County Democrats. Want to stand up, Matt?
Hello. Hey, Matt.
2017 was a year of great upheaval and turmoil, both on the national level and here in Roosevelt. There were many local issues that residents were passionate about. As I stated many times, on certain issues, there was not necessarily a right or a wrong, or an answer or a solution, just opinions and theories. On August 14th, there was a mass resignation of the mayor, 3 council people, and 2 clerks. This left the town in complete disarray. The 3 remaining council people were tasked with running the town without being able to vote or take official action. On September 25th, an interim government was put in place by the governor of New Jersey. This was only for 6 weeks, when again, after the general election, the composition of the council changed. Obviously, this has caused a great deal of chaos here. And because it's Roosevelt, many residents have strong opinions about all that has transpired. I would like to address that for a moment. I'm well aware that there are a group of people who are not pleased with the outcome of things, and this is understandable. However, the level of vitriol and negativity has reached an unprecedented level. People have every right to express themselves, but it may not be right to continue this tirade. We all have one thing in common here, and that's that we all love this town. Roosevelt is very special. No one here has to be told that. Do you know that we are the only town in New Jersey that has national and state historic designation? And that's for the town in its entirety. There's a great deal of love and respect between neighbors and friends in town. We have residents who have been here for 81 years, and we have residents who have been here for a few weeks. We have four generations of some families here. So in 2018, I would love to see us let go of all the past anger and negativity and move forward. It's a brand new year, which will bring changes to people's lives, and it will bring changes to Roosevelt. For starters, we have changes we are making tonight. We are bringing new people aboard, people with expertise, caring, and knowledge. We are making these changes for the benefit of all the residents in mind. Everyone at the table has been a part of the re-energized, fully participatory democracy that Roosevelt is known for. We have changed some of our professionals, and we have changed some of the day-to-day operations of the borough. You may have noticed that the streets in the last snows that are in really good condition. We've contracted with the county to brine beforehand and salt after. This, combined with our Public Works Department, has ensured that the streets are clean and safe. We've been working on bettering many other infrastructure and operations, again to ensure that Roosevelt is a safe, well-run town and that it is run in a fiscally sound manner. This is particularly important in a town of our small size. We have many other pressing matters to attend to in the very near future: our water sewer system, our first aid squad, borough building problems. There's no shortage of matters that have to be attended to. We will continue to devote our time and energy to making sure that everything is done properly. We will make mistakes, of course. That's what happens in life. Everyone makes mistakes. There's an old Chinese proverb which says, "When the winds of change blow, some people build walls and some people build windmills." I really hope that all the people in Roosevelt choose to build windmills. And with that, I'd also like to introduce our new borough attorney. I want to say that we were very grateful and appreciative for all of the help that Ira Karasik gave us. He was quite an asset to us in our transition period. But right now, I would like to introduce Greg Cannon.
Thank you,
he has not been formally appointed yet, so I actually jumped the gun with that. But
I was hoping to hide here for a few more moments.
Yeah, at least you'll know who's sitting at the table.
It's very nice to meet everyone here. Thank you very much for having me reached out. Some of you may know, or have reviewed the paperwork that I sent in. I'm the borough attorney for Belmar and Red Bank in Allentown, down here in the Panhandle as well. Doing this for quite some time. I'm also an elected council member in Aberdeen. I've been doing that for about 9 years. Although I think Cody beat me in age, being the youngest elected official, but I won't hold it against you. And so that's my background, and I really look forward to helping you guys get things together, get things moving, and, you know, at the end of the day, the people out there are really what matter. So I look forward to working for them as well. Thank you.
I'm going to go out of order and say, is everything okay down the street, Mark?
Well, I'm sure whoever's caught it isn't very happy, but.
Okay. First aid squad. Okay. Now we go to the public comment on agenda items only. Would anyone like to speak from the public?
So we're opening it at
7:10. Yeah. Maybe a little later.
7:12.
Yeah. Does anyone have anything like they would like to say? Mary?
Well, state your name and address.
Mary Tullis, 21 Lake Drive. I guess I have a couple questions. On the selection of the attorney on the resolution, it says there's a resolution to reject a fair and open process, and instead there's an accept, quote, non-fair and open process, which doesn't sound very good. Could we have an explanation on that?
Do you want to explain that, Greg?
Sure. So, open means that it's open to the public. Sitting here announcing it to the public, speaking about it, it'll be advertised in the newspaper should the resolution pass. The non-fair versus fair process, the beginning part of that, is the contracting process. So that comes into the local public contracts law and the pay-to-play law. So long story short, if you go through an RFP process, which is you advertise to the public and you accept proposals and contracts from people, then those people who submit those contracts can have donated any amount of money to politically as they would have wanted to. In a non-fair and open process, it means you select it without going through the RFQ advertisement and soliciting of quotes process. Then the people are restricted to have $300 or less in political activity within the county. So if you award a fair and open contract, then political contributions are unlimited, up to the reportable contribution limit under the pay-to-play law. And if you award it in a non-fair process, then the individual that would be appointed has to have less than $300 in political activity.
But it also meant then that there's no RFP, there's no search for...
Well, as it was described to me, the governing body, I believe, put out an RFQ that was returnable on December 11th, and they received a number of resumes back in response to that. And I'd venture to say, although I haven't spoken with everybody at the table, that they didn't find anyone that they thought was qualified within those candidates. So as part of that process, you're allowed to reject all those responses. And unfortunately, tonight is January 1st. I think by the time everyone decided on the resumes, I got a call very late at 11th hour, and there was not time to do an RFQ. But I am eligible for non-fair and open due to no political activity in the borough and below 300 in the county. So I was eligible for the non-fair and open process. So to get me in the seat tonight, that's the process that had to be followed for the timeline.
So it sounds like things kind of got rushed along, and then there wasn't a real examination of all the candidates. Not that you are not a very good
Thank
and qualified
you.
Candidate. However,
no, actually, Mary, I did scrutinize all of the RFQs. I went through every one, and then, but I knew about Greg. He had been recommended highly by many people, so I had also called and asked to interview him. But I did go through all of them.
So this is something that the mayor makes the sole selection without any
The mayor
discussion
makes
the
sole
council?
Selection to present to the council, and then the council votes.
If I could, it's a nomination.
Yep. Nomination.
So it's not a selection. So the mayor nominates, and then the council has the advising consent power to either confirm or deny the nomination. If the nomination is denied, then the mayor can nominate someone else. Or if it fails to do so within 30 days, then the council makes the appointment. That's the procedure under the borough code.
But the council sounds like right now hasn't known about any of the other candidates unless they have a
the
discussion
RFQs
of them tonight.
Were in the office, and everyone was aware that they were there, and anyone and everyone had the opportunity to go in and read them.
Okay.
They've been in the office since right December 11th?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Then I also noticed that as far as the engineering selection, that Roberts Engineering is being selected as the water sewer engineer as well as other engineering.
Yes.
And I just wonder about that. Since we have so much work to be done in the water sewer area, it would seem like it would be good if we have an engineering firm that is their expertise. We know in the water treatment plant, we had severe, like almost life-threatening situations with undrinkable water. And that water plant was designed by Roberts Engineering. There was no, override to keep a base to put that was, added hypochlorite or something like that, sodium hypochlorite, I think, added to the water when way too much was added. I guess there was no alarm that came into play when that happened. So I'm just wondering, why don't we try to get an engineering firm where that is their expertise? We also have a piece of equipment in the sewage treatment plant, that rotary thing. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I can't
auger.
Think of it right now.
Auger,
right. That has caused a lot of trouble. That our own engineer didn't want to have placed there, but Roberts Engineering thought was a solution and has turned out not to be a very good one. So I'm I know that East Windsor has a separate engineer for their utilities, so I'm just I went to a utility committee meeting and mentioned that. So I'm just wondering why we don't get an expert.
Actually, Mary, the undrinkable water that you were referring to, Roberts was not our water engineer then.
They got an award for the design of the plant, of the water plant, the correct?
Yes. But the problem that caused the undrinkable water this summer had nothing to do with the design of the plant. It was a pump that failed.
Well, if you're an engineer and you design a water plant, there should be some way of detecting that something fails, an alarm to let people know that something has happened. I mean, that just seems like good engineering.
Joe, do you want to weigh in here? Joe knows more about the actual.
As I understand it, Roberts has a new water sewer engineer in their offices now, and I would like to meet this person and understand where this person is in terms of that sort of a thing. So I don't know that it would make a difference tonight in putting Roberts Engineering in as also the water sewer.
Well, isn't that who you're approving
for the whole year? I do want
to
make clear, Mary, that Roberts Engineering was not the borough engineer through all the water problems this summer.
No, but they designed the water plant, correct? The water treatment plant?
Well, they did, and they got an award for it.
Yes.
And the problem that was there kind of an obvious sort of a thing, I think, not being an engineer myself.
Yeah.
And also the auger. I spoke with Carmella about the auger while we had the DEP thing going on at the sewer plant. And I did explain to her that it was, like, not a good idea. And, again, I'm not an engineer. And I understood at that point that they do have a new water sewer engineer on staff with over 40 years of experience. And again, I would like to meet this person and see what this person is all about. So I'm wondering, as we go into this acceptance of these positions tonight, that she was our engineer last year for everything except for the water sewer.
Right.
So can we do that and have a contingency to have us meet with their water sewer engineer before we go ahead and say they should also be our water sewer engineers? Can we break those two out?
Forgive me for my ignorance as to exactly how it works. Still learning Roosevelt at the moment.
Okay.
They're the operator, so they hold the licenses.
The licensed operator is not the engineer.
He's not the engineer?
The engineer is our town engineer.
So the only emergent issue with the water plant is, one, if you require the engineer to make a repair in the interim, or two, as long as you have another licensed operator that can file the report of the reports with the DEP, then those are the two emergent issues. One, the reports is the most important one because you get fined if you don't file them.
Right.
And so you have to have someone with a W license
W1
to file them.
At least. Right.
And you, on the flip side, if something breaks and you need the engineer to figure it out,
if
you don't have anybody to call, you got a problem.
Okay.
Although I'm sure if they're the borough engineer and have someone in their office, you could could come under that umbrella in a pinch.
As we have ongoing issues with the sewer plant probably first, and the water plant seems to be under control. But with the sewer plant, I would like to be able to sit there with an engineer with expertise in that matter and slowly plow through
it. The sewer plant particularly in the municipalities that I've been in have found to be very fickle. Mm. And that it takes, they're almost like all their own, they have their own fingerprint. Like, they kind of know what, it depends on elevation and temperature and all kinds of things.
All of the above.
The chemistry
work. But I guess my question would be, can we vote on the engineer tonight and break off the water sewer part of that until the next meeting or until we interview people or whatever? Do you understand what I'm saying?
We did have engineering RFQs. Did you come in and look at them, Joe? There were some sent in.
But we're talking specifically, as Mary's saying, here about
sewer.
The water sewer side of things, you know. So
we did have an RFQ sent from an engineering firm.
Separately for water sewer or just for an engineer?
I don't think it was separate. It was
no,
just
it was
engineer.
Separate,
they're everything.
But they were qualified.
They're qualified water sewer engineers.
Okay.
My thinking was that we have lots of water sewer problems in Roosevelt, and basically, you know, Carmella knows our system very well. She's very available to us, And as I said, that problem, you know, she was not the engineer this summer. And so I just felt that she was so familiar with Roosevelt. And as I said, she's very accessible. She's very good with finding grants for us. And
well, I would just like to suggest that being very familiar with it, that's nice, but it would be great to have somebody who is really qualified in water sewer plants. That's their specialty. Mm-hmm. And I know that Peggy Gallos, who I mentioned also at that meeting, we had a group from the towns that are operating their own water and sewer system. It was called, I think, the Municipal Utility Authority. Okay. They came to town. They talked to us for quite a long while. They were talking to us about being in a cooperative where we could share in costs of chemicals and things like that. So I don't know that Carmella has even ever suggested that kind of thing to us. So considering our problems, how severe they are, and I just hope that you consider selecting engineers who are an expert in that category. You wouldn't want a, you know, mechanical engineer to design a bridge. Engineers have very specific
pedigrees,
specialties and expertise. So
okay, again,
Mr. Trimble, to directly answer your question you had asked earlier, it's all contained in one resolution, so the vote would be for all or nothing. You would not be able to break it out the way it's addressed tonight.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you couldn't break it up later, but tonight would be an all or nothing vote.
Okay, so at the next meeting, we could break it out and say we'd like to look at more resumes for people who are water sewer engineers.
Yes, I mean, getting back to the question that you originally asked about the non-fair and open process, all of this, all of my whole discussion falls under Section 5 of the Local Public Contracts Act,
right,
which exempts professional services, which essentially allows you as a governing body
to
assign whatever services you want at any time to anyone you see fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
At obviously price and your negotiation.
Okay. So up tonight, if it's all or nothing, then at the next meeting we have, we can put forth a resolution that say we would like to look at resumes.
Just like at any time you can say, I don't think you have enough experience in tax appeals. I want to assign that to another lawyer.
Right.
You can hire another lawyer and break that off.
Okay.
My assignment anytime. And you can do that with any of us.
Okay.
You know, that's your prerogative as a governing body and as professionals. The deal we make under the public law.
I think we ought to look into it. Mary has some good points in that regard.
Yeah.
Regarding the sodium hydroxide pump, one of the things that happens with small systems is the operator comes in and changes the design. He'll take a pump and he'll say, I don't like it here, I'm going to put it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the problems with that sodium hydroxide pump.
Yeah.
It was repositioned.
It's a placement of the pump itself.
The placement
actually,
of the pump
caused
it to, what do you call it, backflow or whatever, and pump more into the system.
Yeah.
So a lot of times the small plants get redesigned by the operator who sees what they think is a better way of doing things. So it's not a perfect science, and the operator has a lot to do with the engineering, although probably they shouldn't necessarily, you know, because it's designed to operate in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we ought to take a closer look at it because there's some good points there. And I like the idea of cost sharing on chemicals, too.
Yeah, is that possible for those people? Because we knew nothing about that.
Mary did bring it up at a meeting about 2 months ago, I think it was, and I haven't looked into that yet. I've been to the winds.
I have the email for Peggy Gallus, which I think I gave
that.
You. I'm not sure.
That,
hopefully
yeah.
she's still a person there. But
mm-hmm.
they were very open and wanting to help us and collaborate with us and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Yeah, now that the dust is starting to settle and we're into a new year here, that's on my list. Okay.
Oh, and also, just sort of by the way, it's very nice that you have hard copies of these agendas when we come in, because especially this one, very long, and didn't want to print it out, so this is great. Look like there's a recommendation for a resolution for somebody who's borough planner. Is that a new job? Or
Tom
no,
Thomas,
Tom Thomas has
been
our planner for more years than I can count. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is that job? Is that having to do with the planning board?
Mm. Primarily,
well, planning.
Yeah.
They review applications for the land use board. A periodic item that comes up for the planner is an update of the master plan.
Examination
in accordance with
the
municipal land use law.
Okay.
Zoning maps, things like that.
And we have to redo our master plan every 10 years.
Yeah, it was just completed. It was completed in March of 17, our master plan.
Well,
yeah, we have a 10-year break.
Good.
We're actually closer to 9 now.
And then the last thing is the area of the Environmental Commission, which I only saw when I looked at the hard copy tonight. I see that Michael Tipton is going to be chair of the Environmental Commission. He's been on the commission quite a while, and I'm sure he will do an excellent job. But I would like to understand why the Environmental Commission recommended that Nick, Nick Murray, sorry, Nick. I'm drawing a total blank up here, it's scary. anyway, be our chair. And I would just like to understand the reasoning why that recommendation was rejected.
Well, it is at the mayor's discretion to choose the chair, and
yes.
I chose Michael, given his long tenure on the Environmental Commission.
But what else, maybe, why did you reject what
well,
was recommended?
It's a personnel matter. I'm not sure I should be discussing it in public. My choice was Michael Tipton.
Well, I mean, I think that the public votes on the mayor, and it's important for the public to understand your decision-making process and what kind of things you weighed in making your decision. I think people are entitled to understand that, and kind of goes along with two new people are appointed to the Environmental Commission. And I think they will do a fine job as well. But do you know, have they ever attended the Environmental Commission in the last couple of years, or do they?
Well, that's not a requirement.
It's not a requirement.
We have people on the council who had never attended a council meeting before they came onto the council.
Well,
it's people that I know are passionate about the environment and were willing to go learn as much as they could, and we're interested.
Well, I think at least one person is being replaced who was passionate, working very hard, and had a lot of accomplishments. And I'm just wondering why she's not being continued on the Environmental Commission. Sharon Walls.
Her term was up?
Yes.
Sometimes I think change is good for the town. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of changes. I thought I'd make some more changes.
Hmm. Well, it's kind of puzzling.
I think every administration puts new people on different boards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
Excuse me.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak from the public? No. Okay, what time do you have?
I'm looking at 7:30, but if somebody tells me something else.
All right, 7:30. Public portion closed. And now we go to the resolutions, which are many.
Mayor, I'd like to offer resolution 1801, selecting a president of the council for the year 2018, and I'd like to place a nomination, Councilman Joe Trammell.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Or do we do a roll call?
No, we're going to do roll call.
Okay, roll call.
So Robin did second?
Second, yeah.
And you nominate Joe Trammell.
Mike did.
Yeah. So we'll down. Sorry about that. Okay. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
I don't think I get to vote on this.
Abstain.
I think you should.
Abstain. So we have 4-0, one abstention, and one absent. So passed.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I hope I will honor the position.
I'm sure you will. Okay, would someone like to offer resolution 18-02, establishing council committees for the year 2018?
I'll offer resolution 1802.
Second?
A second.
Okay. Just for discussion, I'd like to bring to mind the fact that we have one council member who was elected but not sworn in yet, and that council person probably will not be officially appointed to any committees tonight because they haven't been sworn in. I think that's
right.
Proper protocol. And thanks to Michael Tipton to, for bringing that up to my attention. Thank you.
And my understanding is that for the committees, it's an open discussion, and council members just talk about what committees they prefer to be on and who volunteers to be a chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a council decision, from what I understand.
Does anyone have, like, a rough sketch of, you know, because it's perfectly permissible to think of what you might like and then discuss it?
I definitely would like to continue to be chair and be on the Community Development Committee and also be on administration and continue to be on Public Works.
I'm sorry, Robin. So did you say you do want to continue in all those? Oh, it sounds like...
Well, I'm not on administration now, but I'd like to be on that, but I would like to continue with Community Development, continue to be the chair, to continue the work I've started, and continue on Public Works, and administration would be new for me.
We should be keeping... This is going to be difficult. With.
I'll keep track.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys... this is really transparent. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to hash this out right now, huh?
We're going to hash it out.
Well, I heard this is where you do it.
This is what we, this is what we call democracy. It's a free-for-all.
Why we're
No, it's like a board of what the different committees are. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have ground rules? Like, for example, there are six committees, so everyone gets a chair?
Yes.
No fisticuffs.
Okay.
No fisticuffs.
Everyone's a chair. And three people on each committee. Everyone, each committee has a chair. So all generally all six.
This is the first for me. This is cool.
Well, actually, we've never done it this way either. What we did up until now was sort of sketch out a rough draft of what we might think would be good, and then anyone was free to make whatever changes they wanted. You know, you always have some people go, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. But this year we decided to do it.
How have you seen it done, Greg? Right. How have you seen it done, just out of curiosity?
It's all appointed before.
Back room?
Yeah, lunch at the diner?
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of how we did it, but not this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking forward to this. This is the first for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll keep notes. You guys go to work.
If possible, I'd like to mention the committees that I'd like to be on, if it's okay. I'd like to continue on Public Works, although maybe not as chair, just for articulating some of the things we began. I'd like to continue on Finance Committee. And I also think that I'd like to be on administration and possibly as chair of administration.
Okay. And
can I just go back to Robin? I'm sorry, you wanted to be on Community Development Code.
As chair.
And the chair.
As chair.
Oh, okay. As chair?
Yeah.
And continue.
Oh, you are on that, correct. Environmental health and safety?
No, continue on Public Works.
Continue on Public Works.
On there. And new would be administration.
And new would be administration. Mike is looking at CH as admin, be on finance, and be on public works. Okay.
I'd like to stay on utilities as chair, and wherever else you think you might need me or that I could be useful.
You want to go on finance and admin?
Whatever's good for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, we'll pencil you in right now.
Okay. I would like to sit in on a community development. And then the rest is fit and where I'm needed.
You want to chair Public Works?
Yeah. Would I be able to come up with that now?
What? As a youngster?
Why am I hearing things from here? What did you say? I'm sorry.
Could he do it since he's so new? Mike, what do you would still be on it.
Public
Everybody
Works?
Everybody's new it in one time or another, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could chair Public Works. You'd be able to do it.
And I've been on Public Works, and I'm going to continue, so there'll be, you know, people.
Somebody
and Robin's going to be on it. We've been on it all along, so I think it'd be good.
What else is there?
The chair doesn't have any particular
chair
powers.
Works, right. And then continue on
Community Development.
And?
I'm interested in environmental health and safety.
Okay, so we'll pencil you there. Good.
Okay.
What's left?
Deidre? I'd like to continue chairing the Environmental Health and Safety Committee. I would like also to work on the public health or public works. And, anywhere you want to.
How about a medical committee?
Yeah.
You can get.
That would be good. So, any health that you think you
could. What's that?
Fit in.
So if Deidre goes on...
No, Joe didn't say
Public Works. That's three, that you'll have all three for Public Works?
I have three for Public Works right now.
Cody
as chair, Mike Hamilton, and
Deidre.
Public Works.
Yeah.
No,
Robin.
Robin. Oh.
The other Deidre.
Okay, so...
Then we have to restructure it again.
Utilities.
Robin, would you consider going on utilities?
I'd like to continue on Public Works. We have some work that's going on there that's connected to community development, so it just makes a lot of sense to me. That's okay.
Well, what's your other one that you're in?
Administration.
So do you
and I'm also very interested in that.
I'm also interested in utilities.
Right, so
we're going to
do utilities,
yeah.
Environmental, and public. And your Public Works will be the chair.
So you want to come off of community development?
I'd like to stay on community development.
So you want to go off environmental health and safety and go on utilities?
Well, there's three.
Or you want all four?
Public Works.
Greg.
Greg.
You may want to use a pencil.
I know.
This isn't going that bad so far, to be honest.
Okay.
So you're going to be Public Works, Utilities, and
Community development.
Okay.
Okay. So let's go back to Councilman Sheehan.
Councilwoman.
Did I say Councilman? I'm so sorry. I'm better off just going
Men.
Person.
Yeah,
person.
Okay. So Deidre's chair of Environmental Health and Safety.
Right.
And then, what do you want, Deidre? And where do we have openings?
Community development and utilities.
Community development.
And environmental
and finance,
health.
Right?
Oh, no, she's on.
And
yeah,
finance.
She's a chair.
And finance is chair.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if Mike,
Mike,
stipulate you wanted chair of finance?
No,
he wants chair of administration.
Chair of administration.
Oh, yeah, so you want to take
finance chair?
No.
You good with money?
I did it. It's fine. I did it a long time.
Really?
True.
Mike, you have to be a chair of something.
I am.
Like to be
administration.
Oh, that's right.
Administration.
Yeah.
You have professionals to help Jerry and George. If you're chair of finance, you have a lot of professionals to help you.
Don't worry
tell
about
her. It's not.
Or you could go on utilities and you could make Joe the chair.
Because
I'm chairing another one.
That's true. I should make that chair too.
No, really. Yeah. I mean, I'll serve on the committee, but I'm not.
We still need
it. It just means you have to come to meetings. That's all.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when we're
going.
I really prefer not to.
So we don't have a chair for finance, so that will be
Maureen
vacant until
the
Maureen chooses.
The council seat.
Are you sure we can't change your mind?
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to Deidre after the meeting.
All right. So right now, I only have you in environmental health and safety. So
and
are you looking
and
at
public works?
And
so
public works. And public works.
No, I don't have her as Public Works. I have Cody Parker as chair, Mike Hamilton, and and Robin.
Oh, I have the administration.
Right now, I don't have any openings there. I have openings.
Robin, would you be willing to give up one of your?
Can we hear just that without being saying sorry?
If I have this correct, I could be like totally. I have community development opening, and I have an opening on utilities.
Yep.
Community development.
Okay.
You want to be on community development? Okay.
Can you give us the chairs so far?
Chair, administration, Mike Hamilton. Community development, code enforcement is Robin Phillips. Environmental health and safety, I have Deidre Sheehan. Finance is available. Public works is Cody Parker. And utilities is you, Joe.
Gotcha.
That's the chairs.
Okay.
And then let's go over administration. I have Chair Hamilton, and then Trammell and Phillip.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then community development code enforcement. I have Phillip Chair, and then I have Parker and Sheehan.
Okay.
Shaking their heads. Mm-hmm. Environmental Health and Safety, I have Sheehan as chair, and then two empty spots.
Okay.
Finance, I have chair open, and then I have Hamilton and Trammell.
Oh, okay.
Public Works, I have Parker as chair, and then Hamilton and Phillip. Utilities, I have chairs Trammell and Parker. So I have an opening, two openings in Environmental Health and Safety.
And one in Utilities. Okay.
One in Finance. So somebody else has to get...
Someone else has to give up one spot. To make
environmental, yeah. Yes. And that
would... Well, we have one missing council person, so...
But there's four openings here.
But there's four openings.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Who am
yeah.
I missing?
Who needs
Mike,
one?
Mike, Joe.
Who's the chair of environmental?
Deirdre.
I have Deirdre.
Robin, would you be willing to go on environmental and give up either public works or administration?
No, why am I, who am I missing here?
Deirdre's
you're missing
only
it because you'll have two people, the only two people left, one already has environmental chair. If you assign one of them to there, then you're,
right.
you're rubric.
But Deirdre's, only, Deirdre's only on two so far.
That's fine.
Yeah, you need one more for
that's
Deirdre.
True. Someone has to give up a committee assignment and go on the environmental
right.
committee, otherwise it doesn't work. The rubric doesn't work. Because Deirdre has an open spot, and Maureen has,
right.
has two open spots, but Deirdre's already the chair of the Environmental Commission, so assigning
right,
her one of the
right,
four.
Right. So
right.
who else?
So would you be
yeah,
willing
yeah.
to do that, Robin?
I'm fine the way I am. Yeah.
Right, but that's what I'm asking. Would you be willing
Robin's
to give
on
up
three.
One of your committees, not the chair, but one of the other committees to go on
environmental?
No, I'm good where I am.
Okay, Cody.
Cody's only, he's on three.
Cody's on Community Development Code and Utilities and Chair of Public Works.
Mm-hmm.
Do you would you be interested in giving up either Utilities or Community Development?
If I give up Utilities, then I'd be, so I'd have to take that spot.
So, Deidre, would you be available, like, Utilities?
Sure. You can put me on.
Okay.
So then we're at...
So it would be me and Deidre so far on Utilities?
Parker?
Mm-hmm.
Opening.
Yes. Do we want to repeat these?
Yeah.
Just to make sure we have it correctly.
Get a blank one out of here, please.
Yes, sorry.
So administration, chair is Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Trammell,
mm-hmm.
and then we have Robin.
Right.
Community development, we have Robin as chair, I have Cody, and I have Deidre, correct? Environmental health and safety is going to be Deidre, Cody, and a blank spot, correct?
Yep. Okay.
Finance, no chair. I got Mike Hamilton and Joe Trammell.
Okay.
Public Works is going to be Cody as chair. Mike Hamilton and Robin.
Right. Okay.
Utilities is going to be Joe
and Deirdre.
And Deirdre so far.
With an open spot.
With an open
right.
spot.
So we have one, two, three open spots.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion that in the interim that the mayor fills in on the empty spots?
Sounds good.
Since there's room and wouldn't maintain a quorum.
Okay.
Sure.
And for not having a quorum, anybody can come to any meeting if we know there's not going to be a quorum. You know, so in my committee...
You mean any other council person?
Any other council
mayor.
Person,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So if Cody wants to come to my utilities meetings, let's say, does that mean that you cannot come if we have three council
correct.
People there?
Correct.
Okay.
We'll
but
you
if
know.
You wanted to go and, you know,
yeah,
just
we
tell
no, no, we were discussing.
Yeah. I mean, we're generally all flexible here, so.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Resolution 1802.
So
Mike Hamilton moved it. Deidre Sheehan seconded. We just went over. Do I need to repeat any of them?
No.
Okay, so now I'm going to go for a roll call vote. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
One is absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so 5-0.
So, Robin, I'm not on your committee yet.
Oh, you look for Cody.
I did look.
Oh, the council appoints. They appoint themselves. That's a council position.
Planning board class 3?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
good,
so
good.
The
good.
Council
I'm thinking
has to
of
decide.
Who did I write?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I don't remember this one.
Okay, so we've got 5-0 absent. And I'm going to have to slip this into my notes, but I'm going to move it out right now. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I've got a million things here.
It's okay.
Oh, sure.
And now you have an assistant.
I know. She better be taking all this down. All right, so 1803. Okay, I'm ready.
Ready? Okay. Would someone like to offer Resolution 18-03?
Motion for Resolution 18-03, resolution of the Borough Council appointing the Planning Board Class 3 member for the year 2018.
Okay.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
Do we?
Yeah, we need to know who it is first.
Yeah, who
right,
is
so
it? Yeah.
Well, do you nominate anyone? Because it's the council decision.
Yeah, that's what I was going to just explain. This is the person who would represent the council at the planning board meetings, which are the first Tuesday of the month when they're held.
Can I ask how that's different from the very last piece, which is mayor's appointment to the planning board?
Yes. The mayor's
class 1.
Oh,
you want to explain that?
So the planning board appointments are made pursuant to the municipal land use law. The municipal land use law designates five types of planning board members.
Whoa.
Class 1 member is the mayor or his or her designee for the term that
okay.
the mayor serves. Class 2 is a borough official, not an elected official,
okay.
Who is selected by the mayor. So it could be public works director. You can also have your environmental commission, member of the environmental commission, serve on the planning board. That's class 2. It's a borough official, not an elected official. And those are both appointed by the mayor, obviously.
Yeah.
Class 3 is the only seat on the planning board that is appointed by the borough council. It is one of the council members selected from amongst the council pursuant to the statute.
Okay.
Class 4 members are residents of the borough. And without getting hyper-technical, you can actually have a non-resident of the borough if they have particularized expertise. But keeping it simple, there are four Class 4 members who are residents of the borough, and then the fourth type of member. And they serve for terms of, good question,
four years. Three? Four.
Four staggered, I believe.
Learning as we go along.
And the alternates are appointed for two-year terms, and you can designate by ordinance anywhere from 2 to 4 alternates. So I didn't have
we have four
alternates. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon in a small town because it's difficult to get people to come to a non-paid position where the public yells at them consistently.
Consistently.
No, not here.
So when you have four alternates, it always makes sure that your people who want a fence or need their application approved, you always have a quorum for the meeting. The alternates, I'm sure, vote very often here in a town of your size. So those are the five types of members.
Thank you.
Why the council selects class 3.
So class 3 has to be one of the council members?
Must be a member of the council selected by the council.
Could it be the mayor?
No.
The
mayor
is a class 1 member.
And I was actually the council rep the last few years. But it has to be.
Here's a point that I brought up just a few months ago when I started on the council. In the administrative code, when you look under duties of standing committees, under community development, it says liaison with the recreation director, liaison to the planning board. So I had a question right from the start. I was like, am I supposed to be going to planning board? It makes a lot of sense being on community development.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just put myself forward that it makes sense if everybody, unless anybody else wants to do this, I would volunteer because it makes a lot of sense.
I'd like to nominate Robin Phillips as the Planning Board representative of the council.
A second?
I'll second.
Any other nominations?
Okay, so let's first go back. Mm-hmm. Cody, you did move Resolution 1803.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So let's go back to you.
So
I nominate.
Oh.
You are learning.
Did you want to be on the planning?
No.
Okay.
I nominate Robin for resolution of the Borough Council appointing the Planning Board Class 3 member for the year 2018.
Second?
And second.
And I second it, yes. Okay, I will again second.
Now, are there any other nominations?
I'd just like to ask, wasn't Joe our Planning Board rep from the council?
Yes.
No.
You weren't?
Oh, no,
I was on the. I was a member of the
you
Planning
were a member
Board.
Of
yeah.
It.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
But
that
now
was,
the yeah, now the
that was before
the
I got into the council. Once I was on the council, I actually turned it down. And
okay.
I believe Michael or somebody else became that member.
No, and yeah, and I was the rep for the last few years, so
yeah.
It was
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Robin.
I am gonna do a roll call that Councilman Phillip is nominated as the Planning Board Class 3 member. For 1 year. Now, Ms. Phillips, do you want to?
I'll recuse myself.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 4-0-1-1. So we're good.
Resolution 1804. Someone like to offer that?
I'd like to offer Resolution 1804, adopting Robert's Rules of Order.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ready for any
roll call?
Ready? Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, 5-0. Okay,
Resolution 1805. Anyone make a motion?
Now, we did review this several times with the dates. Reorg would be set, and it falls within the parameter for January 7th, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. So if anybody has any questions.
None of the other dates are holidays or religious.
Yeah,
holidays.
we went through every possible
because
religious
last
holiday.
Year there were a couple, you know. So, yeah.
That's why you have a couple of Wednesdays, Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I see so that.
Yeah.
We went
quite thorough, yeah. Good.
September 12th, I believe that is...
Yom Kippur, maybe, or Rosh Hashanah or something. Some Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
Jewish holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
October 9th is, I believe, the 8th is
what?
Columbus Day.
Mm-hmm.
November 13th is Veterans Day. Well, it was pushed to
mm-hmm.
the 13th. And December 27th.
It's my son's birthday.
That's why.
With the holidays
there
and how
go.
Everything
right.
falls.
Right.
That's why we're pushing the reorg to January 7th, because we have a December 27th meeting, and then
right.
we need the first 7 days. So.
Okay.
1805. I did not have a first yet.
Would someone like to offer that? Move that?
I'll move that Resolution 1805 be adopted, resolution establishing the schedule of public meetings for the following year.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
That was the discussion.
Yeah, sorry. Ms. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
0-1 absent.
Okay, someone want to move 1806? Designating official newspapers for the borough, the Trenton Times and the Asbury Park Press.
I'll move resolution number 1806, resolution designating official newspapers.
Mm-hmm. Second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Ms. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
I'd like to offer a resolution 1807, consent to appointments for the 2018 borough officials.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Yeah, we have a few blanks here, right?
Yeah.
That need to be filled in.
I have some questions. You know, this is my first reorganization meeting, and some of the positions are not new to me, but I wanted to know, one, are all these positions paid positions? Just some of them are, the borough officials, right?
They're not all paid.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Like safety coordinator is not paid. They're mm-hmm. just, usually it is an employee who takes that on as a duty.
And emergency management coordinator is not paid. The deputy emergency management.
Right, and then my other question is, I mean, it must be okay, but so it's okay for current council members to take some of these positions because Cody's on here. That was just new to me.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, does everybody on this list know that they were nominated?
I hope so.
No, just a question, you know. Yeah. Okay.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The public defender and the prosecutor, those are you're with Millstone Court
yes.
system.
Yes.
So those are the two that they have selected
right.
and will be appointed tomorrow mm-hmm. night at their reorg meeting. So they gave me those two names.
Mm-hmm. And currently there's no zoning officer, so Joe McGrath is no longer.
Right, Joe McGrath is not reappointed.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one will be reappointed shortly.
Another one will be?
Yes.
Okay. This is, just for my edification, because I haven't had a lot of time to understand how these processes work, but what role does the council have in being aware of who's interested in the job and who seeing their resumes? I'm just not sure about that. I'm just wondering, for example, with the zoning officer and those kind of positions, what is the role of the community development and code enforcement committee? Is there none? Or, I mean, public works, and I know that was an employee. That's different from officials. But I just wanted to be sure, just because this is new to me, what, if any, role the council members have in the review, because we are giving advice and consent. We're just wondering, is there any more interaction that usually happens with council members on these appointments normally, or what's protocol?
No, I don't have to prescribe. This really isn't under advice and consent, is it? It's a mayoral appointment.
No, it's advice and consent.
No, these are advice and consent.
They're advice and consent. Then.
No, but I think Robin means after the fact, right? Once you have your committee, what is your relationship with the state? Code enforcement committee, what is your relationship with the code enforcement officer?
In the hiring and the review, because even for this, I'm giving my advice and consent, and of course, I think a great deal of this has to be trusting our elected official or mayor's review. But since it is advice and consent on these, I just want to understand what our interaction.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give advice and consent, and I don't know a lot of these people, and I haven't seen their. I mean, I did see yours because I went online to see
I'm going to let my partner know that was money well spent.
So you're very qualified, but I feel like that's the only one I really know, aside from the people that are coming back.
For the zoning officer,
I'm hearing that somebody's going to come on soon.
Yeah.
Should we know about that before this is all happening? This is my question.
Well, that's what advise and consent means, that the mayor will, you know, research, find person, interview them, look at the qualifications, and then present them to the council.
But how do we advise? You know, as many...
Well, not...
I mean, I really, no, this is a serious question.
No,
how do we advise?
In the past, the committees would... In the past, the committees would look at this list and say, do we want to rehire these people? Administration often would do that, would talk about, you know, are we satisfied with our borough officials? Do we want to make any changes?
Okay.
Because sometimes those are public meetings, they would have to be enclosed for executive session.
Right.
Especially if we're talking about letting someone go.
Mm-hmm.
And so advice would usually come out of committees if the committees met and gave advice to the mayor in that regard. And then the mayor usually would be the one to do the search and to put out RFPs or RFQs for it.
Well, that would be helpful to know. It would have been helpful to know ahead of time. Because now we're sitting here, and now I'll know for next year, and if I continue, that there is a role for the committees and a role for the committee chairs.
Yeah.
So they can make a more informed decision. Like, I'm only finding out that we don't have a zoning officer, like, now, you know, when we got the agenda.
Yeah, the committee should meet.
So that's why I really want to, I don't know how we really clearly understand how these processes should work, so we can be constructive and can contribute to these processes instead of kind of sitting and saying, that name on the list looks good, and, or somebody that you know. So I just, you know, want to understand that. Do you have any experience from other?
The mayor, in this form of government, the mayor is the chief executive.
Mm-hmm.
Does, you know, a lot of the preliminary hiring, firing, administrative work, particularly in a small borough, you don't have,
sure,
you know, hundreds of employees.
Right.
The committees are vital to the process because the mayor is only one person.
Yeah.
So everything here is going to come addressed to the mayor as the chief executive. Comes
sure.
from the DEP, comes from, mm-hmm. you know, things that touch upon the different committees. And very oftentimes the mayor will delegate it to the chair of the committee to figure out what to do. Or
mm-hmm.
to do more. The committees are like the fact-finding administrative arms of the mayor as the chief executive. And
the
then
council.
I presume you have committee reports typically at your meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it's vital for you to report feedback. And if it's personnel feedback and the committee finds something that, with, for example, when in executing the duties that you don't appreciate or don't like or could be better or you have an idea, but it touches upon the terms and conditions of someone's job,
sure.
then we'll discuss that executive session before taking any official action, obviously. But the committees are vital because otherwise the mayor basically does it by him or herself, and that's more or less impossible with all the areas you have to cover. So it's about delegation and then reporting back.
No, that's really really helpful for me with my committee because I didn't understand our role in that. So that's
As in my experience, the committee system works best when the committees hold regular meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I know adding another meeting to everyone's schedule is often onerous, but the most effective committees that I've seen work in other boroughs that have actually gotten things done, you know, brought a project from idea to fruition, have had regular monthly or as needed regular meetings in some fashion or another, you know, because that's how you get that report going that gets generated to the mayor and then up to the council for policy action.
Great,
so that's
you.
Always the give and take that I've seen.
That's very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, let me ask this then to follow up on that. When do you think you'll find somebody to fill these empty slots?
Well,
to recommend.
Pretty much the same person will go in three of the slots. And the law is 30 days from the vacancy, but I hope to have it sooner than that. So the vacancy began on January 1st.
Okay.
I basically have till the end of the month, but I hope to have
and
it
you'll
a lot sooner.
You'll inform us as council members as to who you might, or the resume will be on file
of
here
course,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, the only other meeting that we have this month is the
22nd.
So
and it's within the time frame.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just state one thing when you brought up personnel?
Mm-hmm.
You would just let everyone know personnel can't be discussed.
Right.
Yeah, you guys are.
If
I mean,
there's rights. No, there's
closed
a
meetings.
Lot of procedures.
Yeah, so public employees have rights. And first of all personnel matters are not subject to OPRA. The personnel files are not subject to OPRA. It's protected in many regards. In public agencies, even more than medical information would be protected. For example, in the private sector. And then, if you intend to discuss the terms and conditions of someone's employment, it's easy. You just tell the clerk. Or myself, send us an email. I have cards out to hand out to you at the end of the meeting. And, we'll put it on, and then the person has to be noticed because they have the right to have that discussion held in public
right.
if they so choose. And that's the right of the employee. If they do not choose to hold the discussion in public, then it is the council's option as to whether the employee attends executive session or not. Sometimes you need the person, it's an issue you want to address. Sometimes you don't. So that's your option. The employee always has the opportunity to be here and to hold the discussion in public. And it's very important, and it creates liability for the borough if we start talking about people's job performance and things like that. It's not.
I'm all trying to understand protocol and procedure and the roles that we have, especially if we're voting on things, to be informed. Are the officials considered employees?
Some of them are. I am.
Well, I just wonder, are they all considered employees also?
You mean elected officials?
No.
Anyone under you.
Borough officials.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone under you.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
And I just want everyone to know that, and this is important, and this often gets lost in Swalboro, the clerk works for the entire governing body.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a majority of the governing body that wants something to happen, you contact the clerk. By statute, she doesn't work for any individual council member, and the same goes for me. We work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
More specifically, we work for a majority of whatever you decide.
Right.
So, there's no, tell us everything that I do, and I say the latest at the beginning, everything that I do, you'll either be blind copied on, any paperwork that goes out, so everyone knows everything that the clerk and I do. That's the only way to keep everyone's information on an equal playing field and to have, fruitful discussions here. So I've discussed that with your clerk already before arriving here tonight, over last week, and that's what will be, that's the process we'll be maintaining.
I just had one other question. Will the assistant zoning officer and code enforcement officer and housing inspector be carrying on the duties of those functions in the absence of those appointed positions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I should mention one other thing, if that's okay. It also means that the clerk and I don't get involved in politics. So nothing you tell us is a secret from anyone else sitting up here.
Okay.
So I just want to give you that caveat as well. It works both ways.
In a town like this, good.
Right.
Yeah.
Should we do a roll call? We have motions, right?
Yes.
Okay. So do a roll call?
I don't know if we have a motion.
Yes,
do
it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, roll call. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
I'll abstain.
He's absent. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. That passes.
All right, we're up to resolution 18-08. Reject request for qualifications / proposals 2018 professional services for borough attorney. Does everyone understand what that is since we discussed it earlier?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
In discussion, we're going to vote. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd like to offer resolution 1809, a resolution authorizing the award of a contract for professional legal services, appointing Gregory J. Cannon of the firm Sobel Heim, LLP, as borough attorney, effective January 1st, 2018, as per contract.
Second.
Any discussion? Ready for roll call? Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, everyone. I look forward to working with you guys.
Thank you.
This is going to be fun, I can tell already.
You can't tell because it's so quiet tonight. It's usually much more crowded and much more vocal. Resolution 18-09, oh no, I'm sorry, I'm behind one. 1810, awarding the contract for professional engineering services.
No.
Do you want to table that, or no?
I think with the understanding that we could look into
the new person there.
Yeah, the new person there as well as other water sewer engineers. So, and Greg said that we could alter this anytime we wanted to, right?
Yeah, that's your prerogative to sign whatever professionals at any time.
So, yeah, I would, with the caveat that, you know, we should actually look into their person and possibly other people. Mm-hmm. So, okay, with that, I will offer this resolution. Authorizing the award of contract for professional engineering services. Okay.
I have a second.
1810.
Second.
Ready? Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Park? Oh, my God. Mr. Parker, sorry?
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry, Cody. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
So, Joe, you'll look into that?
Yeah, I've already spoken with Carmella about her water sewer engineer, whom she says has been there for 40, or who has 40 years of experience, and I explained to her that I'd like to meet him, and we might look into other engineering firms also and bring them to the attention of the council.
Okay.
Resolution 18-11, authorizing the award of the contract for professional auditing services.
I'd like to offer 18-11, authorizing the award of a contract for professional auditing services to Gerald Stankiewicz, CPA, RMA, for the calendar year 2018.
Who?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry's here.
I thought it was Who? Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Otherwise known as Jerry. Yeah.
He's actually Gerard.
Okay.
He's a conspiracy. We'll change it, yeah.
That's it. You know why? Because my father, his name is Gerald.
Gerard or Gerald?
You're Gerard?
Yes.
You're in all of our papers as Gerald. All like for years, going back years.
The wrong person.
Yeah.
Disappear. No.
I mean, for as long as I've been on the council, it's been.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever looked at that. Sorry about
that. You never noticed that? You never noticed that here? You never noticed that here?
Last year I did, but I just have time to.
Correct
it. It's like the Sal or Sam dilemma.
Well,
there,
no, he
know,
does go
yeah.
by both names.
That's it, yeah.
But Sal is Sam.
He is Sam, I know.
Okay, before we devolve any further here, roll call.
But he goes by Sam.
Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Thank you. Yes.
Ms. Parrott? She's absent. Sorry. Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations, Gerard.
Yes, Gerard.
Can I just say, but when you spell your name Jerry, is it J or G?
Jerry. Jerry with a J.
Right, because that's what George told me, and I said, how come that's me?
Happened somewhere between
the
eighth grade and high school.
Okay. Good
job. Oh, I remember it well. Yes.
That's a good answer. I love that answer.
Congratulations.
That time just blurred anyway.
Right.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1812, authorizing the award of a contract for professional bond counsel services to Megan Bennett Clark of the firm.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I could do this.
I can do it.
Gluckwarth
Gluck Walrath.
Gluck Walrath LLP for the calendar year 2018.
Out of Red Bank, I hear.
Mm-hmm. So I'm offering that.
Have a second?
Second.
I'll second. Oh,
Miss Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Miss Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And I would just like to state for the record that we received an RFQ from a, I guess you'd say, competing bond firm who had their fees were lower. And so when I spoke to Megan Bennett-Clark, she very graciously agreed to match the fees. She has been our bond counsel for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And so she very graciously agreed to match the fees of the firm that came
so
in
you
lower.
So you negotiated with an attorney on fees?
Yes, I did.
Wouldn't be the first.
Successfully. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. And send new contract.
Right. She will be sending a new contract with the new fees.
Someone like to offer
1813?
I'll offer it. Oh, good. 1813, contract for the award of professional planning consultant services to Tom Thomas of Thomas Plan.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that. How long have they been our professional planners?
Tom's been our planner for probably...
Michael, oh, I'm sorry.
20 years now, right? Something like that? Close to
More it. Than that, probably. When Ralph stopped being the planner, he was probably the 80s.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Miss Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Miss Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 1814, providing for 2018 temporary budget appropriations.
Mayor, I'd like to offer resolution 1814, resolution providing 2018 temporary budget appropriations as per.
Second?
Second.
I know. Okay. This requires a majority of the full membership to pass. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
You're icing on the cake.
Resolution 18-15, designating Ocean First Bank as depository for the Roosevelt Municipal Court. Motion?
I'll offer 1815.
Never heard of them.
It's where the money goes.
I know.
Yeah, this
second?
This is for, you know, from Millstone.
That's their
account for okay. Roosevelt, yes.
I'll second it.
Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Bless you.
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Resolution 1816, designating First Constitution Bank, Hightstown Branch, as depository for the Borough of Roosevelt.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1816, designated First Constitution Bank in Hightstown as our depository for all of the listed funds.
I'll second.
Go ahead.
I'll second that. Right. Okay.
Okay. We're good. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1817, authorizing the Roosevelt tax collector to cancel property tax refunds and delinquencies of less than $5 pursuant to NJSA 48:17.1.
Second.
Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Resolution 1818.
I offer Resolution 1818, establishing the rate of interest to be charged on delinquent taxes and other municipal charges.
Second.
Could we have a discussion on this?
Could we? Sure.
I really think 18% is a really high rate of interest for delinquencies greater than $1,500, and there are times where people have a reason that they're delinquent, and it's because they don't have the money. And to tack on 18% interest, I think, is exorbitant. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I had questions about how this was established and what was it based on.
Established by the tax sale law? Established by the tax sale law. So there's the Chapter 54 in the New Jersey statutes is established by, so for example, if someone does not pay the taxes, the tax sale certificate is auctioned. And it's auctioned at a rate up to 18%. Mm-hmm. And it's bid, basically the bidding is bid down. So if you had three people that were interested in buying the tax sale certificate, you start at 18%, it goes all the way. If you get to zero, obviously you can't pay it negative, so you agree to post what's called a premium, and then the numbers start to go up. You post that premium with the borough, it stays in an escrow account. And if the certificate's redeemed within 5 years, then that money goes back to the tax sale certificate purchaser. It essentially ensures the municipal revenue continues to come in. 18% is very high.
Yeah, that's a maximum.
The reason it's so high is, a couple reasons it's so high. One, to encourage people to pay their taxes, obviously.
Yeah.
There's also, you should know, there's a 6% year-end penalty as well that's added on. So it's actually 24% for someone who doesn't pay their taxes, ultimately, if they don't get it in by the end of the year. The 18% is high on one side to encourage compliance, obviously, with paying your taxes. Mm-hmm. On the other side, it's designed to encourage the investors in those tax sale certificates to get a high rate of return of interest so that they will purchase them and keep your revenue going as well. So it's a double-edged sword. It's not only punitive, yeah. It also encourages that market at tax sale, whereas if you start the bidding at a lower amount, you certainly will have fewer bidders. If you lower it too far,
yeah.
You'll have no bidders because someone can put their money in a different kind of vehicle for investment that pays less than 18%. And most of the people that come to the tax sales are backed by J.P. Morgan and the large investment banks. There's a number of companies that operate, like Plymouth Park. I can name them all from tax sales certificate records by memory. But those people don't come play in the game if, you know, they can. The market's making, what, 20% right now?
Yeah.
So the market's already depressed.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, it penalizes residents who are having a hard time.
Yeah.
On the flip side, it also encourages the buyers, so you have municipal revenue. So I would just caution the governing body in that regard.
Yeah.
You know, now, we just had a tax sale a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I'm curious how far down the interest went, because people do bid against the interest rate. They start at 18, like Greg said, and then they go down from there. So... And that was a question that Bert had at our last meeting also, was this money, where did it come from, where is this going? This is money that the town puts in, you know, once the tax sale is over, until they get the money from the
correct.
Investor.
Correct, and
yeah.
It's 5 years, so basically the person who purchased the tax sale certificate. So the other thing you should know is once you purchase a tax sale certificate as a private party, you have to wait 2 years before you can foreclose on the people. And you have to pay all the subsequent taxes for those 2 years, for two reasons. Number one, in a tax sale certificate world, a junior lien holder, which would be a person who has their right later in time, actually has a superior lien to the people before them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the idea is, if you purchase a tax certificate to protect your interest for those 2 years, you have to pay 8 more quarters of taxes. Obviously benefits the municipality,
mm-hmm.
but you get 18% interest on those subsequent years, regardless of what it was auctioned at. So the auction only determines the interest on the delinquent taxes.
Right.
going after that.
Beyond that.
Right, yeah. Once the calendar turns again, it's 18% or whatever you set it as by ordinance.
Right.
And that's the kicker. That's why they buy them. And that's why they're willing to bid down to 4% or 5%, because going forward, it's always whatever interest rate you set, which is the maximum is 18% in the statute. So that's what gets them to invest. The premium is posted to encourage them to foreclose, because you don't want people just having tax certificates. Typically, the properties are in bad shape. You don't want them holding on to them forever. So, you know, that limit on the premium, particularly for properties that are valuable, gives them an incentive to close. And the only way that can be stayed is by the bankruptcy court. The tax holder, you know, that's the ultimate resort of someone whose property is affected by a tax certificate is bankruptcy, in which case the interest rate gets crammed down in a reorganization or something like that.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. You
want to
vote on that?
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing we can do about the 18%, is what it sounds like.
No, you can set it lower than 18%.
Okay.
By statute. But I'm just cautioning you that doing that
limits the people that
right,
would
and
come
in.
Right.
In a small town having a tax sale certificate, you want to encourage as many people to be here as possible to give you your money. Mm-hmm. If you lower it, people will go to, you know, you're lowering the incentive and you don't have any tax sale certificates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a double whammy in that regard.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, Councilman.
That's okay. Okay.
That was very charitable of you, though.
And that was very informative. I am a social worker, so.
Okay.
All right. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
No.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yep.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Passes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer resolution 18-19, authorizing a shared services agreement with Millstone Township for the utilization of Millstone Township Municipal Court and related personnel services.
I'll second that.
All right, Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer resolution 18-20, appointment of municipal court employees, appointing Dawn Watai to be appointed as violation clerk, and Julia Burton and Kathy Gertner to be appointed to assist the court administrator for emergency coverages only, and that Diane Canzanella, tenured under New Jersey statutes, remains the court administrator for the borough of Roosevelt, and that Ray Rea be appointed as public defender, and Susan L. Solda de Simone, Esquire, be appointed as municipal prosecutor.
Second.
On a question, has Susan been their prosecutor all this time?
No, she's brand new.
Okay.
It was
Rich Kelly.
Rich Kelly.
Okay.
All right, roll call. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer resolution 18-21, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for repair, maintenance, and snow removal on Nurco Road for the year 2018.
I'll second that.
Is this something that we've had all along?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. That's what I figured.
Does this cost us anything?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I'm just curious how much.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. I don't see it on here.
Their contract will be, they'll have their reorg tomorrow night, so the contract will be sent over. But
okay.
It's the same. They haven't changed.
About how much is it? Right.
Roundabout. It's like, don't quote me on it, but it's like maybe $35.
Per
Mike, help me on this. Is it per mile?
I can't remember because I really didn't check on it, but it's
minimal.
It's whatever they.
NERCO's just for us. It's a little stretch.
Like half a mile.
And how about on Windsor Road? We're just overlapping Windsor Road and their territory also.
No, I don't think you're on Windsor Road.
No.
Roosevelt.
No. Okay, it touches Windsor.
Well, no, there was that. Remember,
we had to put money into Windsor Road.
We had to pay money because we realized that there was a chunk.
We had to repave it or something.
Yeah, that's right.
They might not know.
Yeah. Don't raise the issue.
Okay. Okay.
Are we ready to move on?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't say that.
Did we vote on this?
No.
No. We're moving on by voting.
Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 18-22, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for a certified recycling coordinator.
Second.
Okay, and this is just he collects the
big trash day?
Tonnage reports, thank you.
Okay.
That's what he does and files them. Okay. He's not trash collector, just so you all know.
I thought he was big trash.
So no. The tonnage reports from Millstone Recycling or from?
No, from Roosevelt. He collects the tonnage reports from Roosevelt and files them with Monmouth County.
With Monmouth County, okay.
But
okay.
He also does Millstone.
And he does Millstone.
Okay, cool. Okay.
So, Bob, in a second. Okay, roll call. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 18-23, appointing local registrar of vital statistics, and that would be Kathleen Hart.
Yay. I'll second that.
Okay. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 18-24, acknowledging Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics, Lorraine Marr. Marr?
Marr.
Marr, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that. And on a silly question, what are vital statistics? Like birth records,
death
records?
Marriage.
Dog licenses?
No. Birth, death, marriage.
Vital?
Different.
Canine vital.
And I have a question about why it says acknowledging.
It's a good start.
Because the local registrar is the one that appoints her deputy registrar, so you guys are just acknowledging.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We're acknowledging. Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting to know.
Okay, so 18-24, Ms. Phil?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Mayor, before we move Resolution 18-25, can you give us the names to fill in the blanks?
Okay, 25. So, that's, again, up to the council, or?
Yes, in other words, it's strictly, we discuss it among ourselves here, or actually the council does, and we choose someone to serve as the council representative to the seniors, council representative to the Environmental Commission, and council member to the Board of Education. I have to tell you, that's here, but we traditionally have never sent a representative to the Board of Education, mm-hmm. nor have they sent a representative to the council meeting. So it's on here, but
it wasn't fulfilled last year.
Or even before that, I don't know, forever since I've been on. So I think it was sort of a matter of just too many meetings to go to, I don't know. But we could start with the first one, so Is anyone interested in serving as the council representative to the senior organization? I guess I should explain, is we have it's called a senior citizens organization. It's a group of seniors, mostly from Roosevelt. Some Millstone residents join them, and they meet the first Tuesday of the month, generally, at lunchtime.
They were here today.
Yeah. They have lunch, and they take trips and discuss different things. So it's obviously not the entire senior population of Roosevelt, and it's also not really associated with the Solar Village in Roosevelt, but it's just a group of seniors who come and spend time together, and sometimes we try to find speakers for them or dispense helpful information, or they just play bingo or eat and take trips. But we'd like to have someone be the liaison between the council and the seniors, so we know if they bring back any concerns they have or questions. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to attend their meetings the first Tuesday of the month. It just means that keep in contact with them in case, be available in case they need to ask you anything or tell you anything. When I used to go to the meetings, they didn't seem like they're like, oh, you're here. They really have their own way of, what they're doing that day. Mm-hmm. So you can choose to go, or you can just maintain contact with them.
Mm-hmm. I'll volunteer for that.
Thank you.
First of all, I didn't have a first or a second yet.
Okay. Well, we were waiting to get the names.
Such a
you want a name first? Okay.
I'm not going to give you a blank check like that.
She's such a stickler for the law.
Sorry.
I'll volunteer to be the rep to the Board of Ed on an as-needed basis if they feel like they would like to speak to somebody to, communicate on an issue with the council. I'm more than happy to do it. I was on the board for 10 years when I started public office here, and we've had some good meetings with some Board of Ed employees as far as shared services and that kind of thing. So I think we could continue doing that kind of thing. So you can put my name in there.
Great.
I'll volunteer for Roosevelt Environmental Commission.
Thank you.
Good.
That was easy. So now we have resolution.
No.
Are we missing somebody?
Do we vote on this?
We didn't vote on
it.
I was just going to read it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to offer resolution
1825. Right, I was going to read it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Appointing Deirdre Sheehan as representative to the seniors, Cody Parker, rep to the Environmental Commission, and myself as rep to the Board of Ed.
I'll second that.
All right. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 1826, appointment of a representative and alternate representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant. I have offered Michael Tickton as the representative. I did not select an assistant yet, or not assistant, what's the word?
Alternate.
Mm-hmm. But I'd like to nominate Michael Tickton to be the Block Grant representative.
I'd like to offer 1826.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Just for edification, could we just, I'm not quite sure what that is. So, what is the Monmouth County Block Grant? I'm sorry, I don't know what it is.
Well, it has to do with obtaining. You want to explain it, Michael? I mean, sure, I could tell you, but I'm sure Michael can tell you.
Thank you.
Under
the federal block grant program, so Monmouth County receives money on behalf of the most of the municipalities, except for a couple of the larger municipalities, do it on their own. But most of the municipalities in the county go through the county to participate in this federal program. Mm-hmm. So what happens is they form this committee. Every town gets a representative, mm-hmm. and some nonprofits, and the county itself have representatives. And then the county gets a certain allocation. At the time we have the meetings, they don't know what the allocation is going to be. This administration may be nothing for all we know. But what's happened in the past is the county takes a certain amount of programs that it runs for for housing programs and assistance programs, and the rest is then various organizations will come, where municipalities and organizations will come in with projects that they're seeking funding for. And to be eligible, it has to be something that benefits an area that's designated as a low-income area. We don't have any. The one project we did, thanks to Bob Clark when he was doing it, that we did get money for was for Solar Village. Because nonprofits are able to apply, and we were able to get some infrastructure work was done through this program. But then we vote, and then they basically allocate the money in proportion to the votes that and determine how much you think should be given to these projects. And then they tabulate them, and then they come up with results. And then when they get their allocation, they'll use that decision to divide, to distribute the money to those that are. But what they're doing now, because this was a problem which Bob pointed out to the years, which I continue to point out, was that because the ones doing the voting were mainly municipalities, the nonprofits were usually not getting anything, getting very little. And so now the nonprofits, because I had suggested, which they started doing, was the nonprofits are done separately now. So
that's a good 15%
is allocated to nonprofits.
Oh, that's good.
So they get that, the separate pots, so they get something now.
Okay.
So
thank you.
That's what happened. We meet, basically it has an organization meeting in February, and then we have the things in August, the meeting in August where you get the presentations, and you send your votes in, and then they timely.
It could be a significant amount of money, too. How much did we get for Solar Village? It was a lot.
$123,000.
Wow.
Yeah, which went right to making improvements.
Yeah, certainly less than that, but that, especially in recent years.
Bob, would you consider being an alternate? A lot of experience.
Oh, Bob.
No?
Have you had alternates in the past, Mike? Michael?
I've had people named, but alternates haven't been to do anything.
Yeah.
I've gone to the meetings, so they're only going to have to go. So it's a big question. They have the people in the results. Yeah.
Good.
Try.
Where are we? Did we move this? Or?
We moved it.
Yeah.
We're ready
it,
for
yeah.
Do we need to get the alternate?
No, you don't.
No.
Don't have to? Okay. Thanks.
Okay, ready? Ms. Phillips?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Good, Mike.
Hi.
Resolution 1827, 2018 software support and license agreement with Edmonds and Associates Incorporated.
I'll offer resolution number 1827, software support and license agreement with Edmonds and Associates Incorporated.
Second?
I'll second.
Mm-hmm. On a question, are we ready to have Edmonds working for us as of now, January this year?
You're talking about tax software?
Yeah.
Because they already handled the financial accounting.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
And I think there was a transition period that Sam wanted to go through.
Right.
And I believe, quote me, I haven't spoken with him in a while, but I thought the target date to go online was 1-1.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not 100% sure. It was easier, the conversation I had with him was that it was easier to go online at the beginning of a natural calendar year
right.
than to do a mid-year conversion. And I think that's how it's going to be, but I believe that is for both tax and utility.
Right. Yeah.
That's where I think he's at.
Okay.
If it differs, I will get back to you.
Okay.
But I thought that was the plan. It just seemed easier to do it that way.
And I'm sure that will be announced on our website when all is available, so because town needs to apply to use their accounts to do this. It's paying taxes online is what it comes down to.
Yeah, we've never been able to do anything online here.
But now we do.
It's also switching from a long time tax accounting service called Vital.
Mm-hmm.
Long time. And they were good, but times have changed. And Sam is an old timer and he's used to the one system, but he's...
It's a learning curve to the new software,
yeah,
I know.
It's very easy to work with. Edmonds, the whole Edmonds package. So.
Okay.
Most towns have admins, don't they, Jerry?
I'm thinking like 350 or 400 out of them.
Out of 600.
Yeah.
565.
Yeah.
Millstone has admins and online payments.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is the other? There's only two, really, right?
I thought it was just Vital.
I only know Vital, and I know Vital because I worked with it for all
I think every town has one or the other.
For me, but mm-hmm. Edmonds and Vital, and then there might be one or two others.
Thanks, Jerry.
Somebody always comes along, you know, like Edmonds surfaced in the mid-'80s. And I'm sure in another 10 years, something else will surface, and that becomes the rage, you know. It just happens.
Yeah, the wave is Edmonds at this moment, I'm aware of that.
It is.
What's
right.
that?
The wave is Edmonds at this moment.
Yeah, it happens in every business. Like, for example, a lot of payroll services are now switching out of ADP and to either Edmonds or there's another player in the area that's just a little more user-friendly for the municipalities.
Thanks, Jerry. I don't know where we are.
We got our first and second, so we're ready for a vote. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer resolution number 18-28, a resolution to accept the contract for website and email hosting to City Connections, LLC.
Second.
I think a lot of work has gone into this and to not only looking for and researching this, but actually having a good active website that will be expanding. And I think it's a great thing for
we have one
for
the first time.
Yeah.
It's really the very first time.
Right.
Is the mural on the website now, or
we've been working on a redesign using the mural.
Yeah.
And incorporating some of the colors that are used in the mural throughout the website.
Yeah.
And I am hopeful that those changes and will be up and running in, let's say, 2 weeks.
Okay.
Work a lot of
nice.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
but it's looking, I think, very pretty.
I saw on the bulk mail web page. The e-blast. I saw it on the e-blast with the block of color with lettering in it, and it looked nice.
Banner.
It looked nice. It was warm, you know, color-wise and stuff like that. So, yeah.
This is a great stride for Roosevelt, because, I mean, we were like the last town. Weren't we in trouble for not having a website, Jerry, or we were being...
They might have made a comment in the budget review process.
Yeah.
The best practices checklist.
We were probably the last town in Jersey to not have a website, so...
Well, I know that Deirdre's put a lot of work into it, and so has Maureen and other council members.
Yeah.
And I think
Maureen put a lot of work into it.
It's going to be a great thing.
It's
That's it.
It's already so helpful.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to get a blast, an email blast that says, this is now on the website, this is now on the website. So, you know, it's more modern.
It's on the homepage.
A vote?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mayor, I'd like to offer Resolution 1829, designating a borough historian for the borough of Roosevelt. Who would that be? Michael.
Second.
Can I just ask? I thought you were already the borough historian.
Yes.
So this is just making it official.
Well, it's
that's been.
Oh,
thank
you.
Sorry, though.
Yeah, that's past history.
I didn't know what happened through this. Thank you.
All right. Ms. Phillip?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And the very last resolution for reorganization, 18-30. Authorizing the award of a contract for professional labor counsel. So I would like to move that last one.
I'll offer resolution 18-30, authorizing the award of contract for professional labor counsel to Carrie E. Higgins, ESQ of McKenna, DuPont, Higgins, and Stone, PC, for the calendar year of 2018.
I'll second that. Are these guys out of Red Bank?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I drive past their office
I
every day.
Yeah, I know.
I read so many papers
McKenna?
And proposals. I don't remember who's from
McKenna.
Where.
Yeah. This would be
the resolution says the mayor, Phil Price, to execute the borough, an agreement between the borough of Roswell and Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know, I left that just to see if you would
catch that.
That was
a good one.
Is that on 30?
There you go.
So
right.
On 18-130, we'll amend.
I'll make my motion with that amendment.
Mm-hmm. Is the
fair and open?
Oh, Parker.
Yeah. So, do you want to amend with?
Yes.
Make a motion with amendment.
Make a motion with amendment.
All right, that wasn't me. I forgot.
You want to second that?
No, Mr. Trammell did.
Oh, right. Okay.
I will continue to second it. Yes.
Ms. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Parker?
Yes.
Ms. Sheehan?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Cody's Cody's council rep.
This is already done.
You just have to place them in the record so that the planning board secretary and attorney know, you know, there's an official record of what the appointments are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the announcement of the mayor's appointments not requiring council approval. Mm-hmm. The first one is the mayor's appointment to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board. Mm-hmm. Is that my alternate?
Well, you're
didn't we do that
class
earlier?
One.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're
right.
Serve as 1 year. Your mayor's alternate, you did not give me a name.
Right. Well, I thought I'd ask. I didn't want to just, like, give
yeah,
it to
so
somebody.
Yeah, so that's why that's blank. So. But that's not the same as the liaison.
The council rep to the,
yeah.
Or to the planning board, right.
Right. This is,
right.
So
this
if
is
you can't
this
attend.
This is if I can't attend a meeting. Yeah. If I can't make a meeting, it's who takes my place.
And it doesn't have to be someone on the council, if I'm correct.
Cannot be someone on the council.
Cannot be someone.
Oh, it cannot be?
No.
Oh, that's
no.
Not how... I was the mayor's.
You don't have to even designate one. It's your option. Mm. And in fact, if you can't make a meeting, you can always send a letter
send
to the planning board designating
yeah.
It pursuant to the statute for that meeting or for any limited purpose. The person doesn't have to have a wedding. Although, obviously, if you have an application ongoing, you don't want to appoint three different people to go here at three different nights because no one to be able to vote. So you should keep it consistent, but it's your option. You don't necessarily have to do that right now.
Okay, well, then I won't do that.
Especially if you intend to attend most of them or if not all
I
of
intend
them.
I never miss meetings, but I actually will not be at the very first one
okay.
Next week. So let's leave that blank, and I'll
okay.
Come up with someone.
A point of elucidation, please. I looked through the administrative code, and I couldn't find it. Could you point me to where it says that there are these mayoral appointments?
Sure.
That do not need work? Because I just couldn't find it.
I doubt it's in the borough code. The borough code usually says pursuant to the municipal land use law.
Yeah,
and then the municipal land use law, I'll give you the exact site. I actually
okay.
wrote, this was
oh,
an,
so
this is an argument one of my
it.
Towns 2 years ago.
That's very helpful.
So I actually wrote it. I could send you a memo if you'd like on it, actually, if you guys want it.
Yeah,
I'll just take
great.
People's names out of it. Forgive me for just 1 second.
No,
let's go to memo.
Well, that's why I couldn't find it. So
yeah, it's usually they don't put in there. The other thing is the statute has been if the statute's revised, then they basically use the ordinance
okay,
to refer to the statute, which preempts
okay.
It. So that in case the statute's ever revised, you don't have to revise 566
thank
municipal
you.
Code.
Is it a state statute also, or just a?
The municipal land use law. It's a state
yeah.
Statute.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
And that's where the power comes from.
Right.
The same for the Environmental Commission.
The Environmental Commission
that's
is in the code.
Okay.
Is in the borough code
yeah.
In terms
oh,
of that appointment.
The
I just read that because when I had seen
stuff,
it. So it's under code section
2-18.
2-18.2.
Thank you.
So it says the commission shall consist of 9 members, 7 regular and 2 alternates, all of whom shall be appointed by the mayor.
Thank you.
And typically that tracks the language of the Environmental Commission Enabling Statute, which, so there's some sort of, remember the hyper-technical stuff I was talking about earlier, where we'll just leave that to the side, where the mm-hmm. Environmental Commission or people mm-hmm. with specialized knowledge can be appointed as Class 4 members and Class mm-hmm. 2 members and things like that. So when they wrote the statute for Environmental Commission, if you look at the legislative history, they were concerned about that. So that could be used as an end run around the mayor's appointment power on the municipal land use law. So mm-hmm. presumably, and this isn't written anywhere, but when you read it, it basically looks like the legislature wanted to keep them the same, because if you could make an end run around the mayor's appointment through the Environmental Commission designee, mm-hmm. then you would subvert the municipal land use law. So most, I've seen it differently in different municipalities, mm-hmm. but a lot of them, and it appears that you guys did, just copied the statute and put it in there.
Yep.
It's not necessarily, you can change that in ordinance, but yeah. the municipal land use law you cannot change.
Right. Right.
But that, there's an option in the statute, but I've seen a lot of places where it was copied and pasted,
thank
and this
you.
Is one of those places.
That's very helpful, just because I couldn't see it anywhere, and now I know where to find it, so sure. thank you.
I'm going to take the names off of it, but I'll send you the memo I wrote for another town.
That'd be great.
There was an argument over whether the mayor and council, and I actually did
gotcha.
A bunch of research and cases, and it's actually an interesting area of law.
It's very
maybe
helpful.
For, like, legal, maybe for just me, but.
I'm a nerd in that area, so
okay, I'll send it to you. I just got to take the names out, obviously, before
thank
I get
you.
Done.
All right, so I will read my appointments to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board. Okay, well, the alternate, I'm going to leave blank for now. Okay, Donna Taylor is hereby appointed as the Class 2 member. She is our tax assessor.
Yeah.
She's our, in other words, she's the professional person that I'm appointing. And then Jacqueline Carpenter is hereby appointed as alternate 1 member. For a 1-year term commencing January 1st, 2018 and ending December 31st, 2018. Chad Vroman is hereby appointed as an alternate 2 member to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 2-year term commencing January 1st, 2018 and ending December 31st, 2019. Mm-hmm. And the alternate 3 member will remain blank for now. And Rob Masterson is appointed as an alternate 4 member to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 2-year term commencing January 1st, 2018 and ending December 31st, 2019. And as far as the Environmental Commission, Margaret Schlinski and Heidi Monteleone are hereby appointed as members to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for 3-year terms commencing January 1st, 2018 and ending December 31st, 2020. And also appoint Michael Tickton as chairperson to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission to fulfill the unexpired term of Eitan Grunwald, which expires December 31st, 2019. And there's one more alternate position available, which also will remain blank for.
I just want to make a comment that Michael Tickton is highly qualified and a wonderful person who I know will do a great job on the Environmental Commission chairing it. But I am very disappointed that the mayor did not take the advice of the Environmental Commission, who I'm sure gave a tremendous amount of thought and consideration to nominate Nicholas Murray as chair. So I just want to make that public statement. And also, I'm very disappointed that apparently politics has entered in the appointment, in this appointment. And I'm very, very disappointed for somebody who's so well qualified, has so much energy, and was reviewed and nominated by our very skillful Environmental Commission.
Okay, we come to the public comment portion at 9:01 p.m. Anyone from the public? Michael?
On the list of planning board appointees, there's no Michael Tickton. Right. On the list of planning board appointees, there's no appointee as a Class 4 regular member that I know is your Class 4 alternate.
No, I think we only have alternates. Said,
there should
alternates.
Be one. Every year there should be at least one that expires. Some years there's two that expire.
Kevin, I was told.
Probably looked up. Look, better check the list again.
Okay, I
believe
I did ask Kevin a number of times, and he's.
Okay,
said
I think you better.
Only alternates.
Only alternates.
Only, yeah, I know. There has to be at least one Class 4. So.
So it wasn't Ed? It wasn't Ed Gertzman.
It may have been Ed, but whatever it is, it's.
You'll,
a,
no, you'll, Ed was an
you'll
alternate.
Have to look back and see.
You'll have to go back.
Yeah.
I'm just suggesting
yeah.
look
no,
at
no,
the
no.
list because somebody's term is.
I
some term is up this.
Yeah, Kathleen and I questioned
right, okay.
that, but we were told.
Okay,
that
I'll go over it with you if you want,
sure.
see if I can figure it out
yeah,
what's going on.
Sure,
because
okay. we did wonder, but you know, we were told
yeah,
no, it's.
So there has to be one at least.
Okay, all right.
Maybe two.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Anyone else in the public? There being no one? Oh, Nick.
Nick Murray, 22 South Rochdale Avenue. Just want to clarify the change on the Environmental Commission. Cody was appointed as the council rep to the Environmental Commission.
Yes.
Whose seat is he taking, and what is his term?
Well, Stacy was the council rep, but I believe that she was also a member as well as the council rep.
She is a regular member, but we're not required to have a council rep on the commission. So she was just filling that role because coincidentally she was on both. So if Michael's taking over Eitan's chair position and filling out the remainder of his term, that fulfills Michael's, or I'm sorry, Eitan's vacancy.
Right.
Heidi and I'm blanking on the next
Margaret.
Name. Those two seats will be replacing
Sharon
and Beth. So is Cody going to be taking Michael's alternate position on the Environmental Commission? Because shouldn't there?
Well, we were always
is there now
just. Pardon me, Mike?
Stacy's position.
Well,
yeah.
But Stacy's not leaving as. She's a member, but her term
her
hasn't
term's
expired.
Right.
Her term's not
yeah, that's
no.
Then
right.
there's nothing right then.
Yeah.
And he's not a member.
She's
then.
A member.
So
I thought
not
he was just
extra.
A liaison. To the
yeah, I thought he was
yeah,
just a
liaison.
Oh, okay. All right. I
yeah.
didn't know if he was being appointed
yeah.
as
no,
a regular
no, no.
member.
No, just a liaison to report back to us.
Yeah. Thanks for the
so
clarification.
So alternate two is still
it is
vacant.
Now, it
right
is now.
Just one. Yeah, one vacancy.
You can make him the alternate two, I suppose, if you want to.
You can be that and the?
I was alternate two when I was on the council.
No, no, but there's one.
Ambulance.
Oh, yeah. There's one. Okay, how many openings? There's one opening on the environmental? No, there's two, I thought.
There's one alternate opening on the council.
Yeah, alternate two.
Alternate two
is,
right.
is now vacant.
Is now vacant.
Right.
Right. That's what I had.
Which he.
Right,
right.
So
he
can you
become
can be
chair.
You're the chair, so you can't be the alternate.
No, no, of course not.
Right.
I'm
so
now
do you
in Eitan's seat.
Right.
So I have a regular position. But
right.
I'm the chair. The seat that I had was the alternate position.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
That position.
Right. So
does it have to be a council
member? You'd still
go
to the council?
No.
Right. You'd still go to the you'd go to the Environmental Commission meetings just the same as if you were the council liaison, only you'll actually be a member. So you can come back and tell us
right.
what
that's
happened
right.
at the meetings.
Would you like
would you like
that?
To do that?
I would.
Great, cool.
Yes, I
we'll
would.
Fill up we'll fill up your days, Cody.
I'm
so
sorry.
That you won't know the meaning of free time.
So do we need to make that appointment?
It's a mayor's appointment.
Okay.
So it's not a council.
So
we
it's
just added it on.
It's part of the public record.
Right. So it's just part of public record.
Okay. Any other comments from the public? So being none, we'd
like to make a motion to adjourn at 9:05.
Well, first we have to adjourn the public comment. We
oh,
have to, we have
okay.
to say timeout.
Right.
Yeah. So timeout is 9.
Public comment ends.
Oh, there it is. 9:06.
9:06 ends. Okay.
And then a motion to adjourn.
Now you can go, Mike.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have
oh,
a second to
second
adjourn
that.
The reorg meeting?
Second. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm sorry,
aye.
Second.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
could we have a
six?
Short break between meetings too? Just
yes,
to
I think
we
should.
Out,
so
mm-hmm.
we're going to be time out.
Okay, well it's 9:06, so we'll adjourn to 9:16.
We have a
10 minutes.
Regular meeting after this.
Where the regular meeting starts.
Okay.
Is it the pause button?
Are we doing refreshments now?
Two stripes? No, on the front. Yeah.